You're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. I'm your host for today, Dumisani Mfune. I hope you've enjoyed your Sabbath so far. What can you expect from us this beautiful Sabbath? Well, I've got a nice song for you from Chikondi Mlombwa. You'll hear what she has to say through song. And then I have an interesting story about eggs.
"Guess what I found in the forest," he said. "I cannot guess. Or I cannot keep my story. I must tell you right now. I found a nest of guinea eggs." "Guinea eggs? Oh, I wish I could see them too."
We'll also talk to Pastor AJ later on in the program, kind of get to know him better, know the man behind the sermons.
The person that I was before I met Jesus Christ wasn't really the best Christian, you could say. I was on one mission, and that was to meet girls.
All that is coming up in Practical Living. But coming up right now, boys and girls, gather around. This is your time. I have a story for you. And to tell us that story is Auntie Debbie.
"Hi, boys and girls. My name is Debbie Clickety-Clack. And today's story is A Snake Around Her Neck. Wafula, Nafuna, and Mary lived with their mother and father near a big forest in Kenya. Mother had found good ground on the other side of a deep forest to make a garden. One day, when father was away working, mother said, 'Children, I'm going to work in the garden. Mary, I want you to look after your brother and sister when I'm gone. Do not go out of the yard.' 'All right,' Mary told her mother. 'I will not go away.' Mother took her hoe and went down past the trees to her work. Mary stayed home and cared for Wafula and Nafuna. That evening, when Mother came home, she said, 'Mary, were you a good girl today?' 'Oh, yes, Mother. I stayed home all day with the children.' 'That is good,' her mother said. 'This is the first time I have told you to care for your brother and sister. You are a big girl now. You are 8 years old. Now you can help me many times.' The next day, Mother said, 'Mary, I must go to the market. Now you be a good girl again today. Take care of the children. And do not go away from the yard.' 'All right, Mother,' said Mary. 'I will.' After a while, Jason, the boy from the next house, came over. 'Mary, will you come with me to the forest?' he asked. 'There are many pretty flowers there. We can bring some to the other children.' 'Oh, but I cannot go,' replied Mary. 'My mother told me not to go from the yard.' 'Oh, come on,' Jason called. 'Your mother will never ever know.' 'No, I can't go,' said Mary. 'Yes, you can if you want to.' 'No, I can't. Mother told me not to.' So Jason went without Mary to the forest. He found yellow and blue flowers. He picked many of them. There were so many things to see in the forest. And on he walked. All at once, the boy saw something on the ground. There he found some eggs in a nest. They were not very big, and they were not very little. Jason was very happy. 'I think I'll take some home,' he said to himself. 'No, no, I guess I will not. These may be guinea eggs. I'll let them stay here. Another time I will come and take the bird that sits on the eggs. She will be very good to eat.' On the way home, Jason stopped at Mary's house. 'Mary,'
Guess what I found in the forest, he said.
I cannot guess.
Or I cannot keep my story. I must tell you right now, said Jason. I found a nest of guinea eggs.
Guinea eggs? Oh, I wish I could see them too.
You would not go with me, so you could not see them.
Can you go back now and show them to me? Asked Mary.
I cannot go now, but I can go in the morning, Jason said. Then I will bring that guinea home.
If you go in the morning, come and get me too, so that I can see the eggs, Mary said as the boy went away.
The next morning, Mary's mother went to the garden again. Mary, today, you are to stay with the children, Mother told her. Do not go away from the yard.
Yes, Mother, I will do as you say,
Mary said as she saw her mother go down the hill.
Now that she is not here, said Mary, I want Jason to come soon so that I can go see those eggs. Where is he? Why is he so slow?
After a long time, Jason came.
Come on, let's go, he called.
Mary started to go, but Nafuna said,
Our mother will beat you if you go today.
She will not even know that I went, said Mary.
Yes, she will, for I will tell her,
Nafuna said to her sister. Nafuna, will you come with me? Wafula is sleeping. He will not wake up for a long time. If you go, you can see the eggs too. But you must say that you will not tell mother.
All right, said Nafuna. If you let me go, I will not tell.
So the two girls walked behind Jason to the forest. They went past the pretty flowers, and there were tall, tall trees all around them.
Come slowly, very slowly. Shh, don't make a sound, Jason told them. I can see the guinea on her nest now.
They did not make a sound. They walked closer and closer. Jason put out his hand to grab the bird.
Oh, it's not a bird, he screamed.
Something went up very fast and it went around Mary's neck and around it went. And before Mary could even think that it was a long snake.
A snake, a snake, screamed Jason. A snake, screamed Nafuna.
Mary was so afraid that she couldn't say anything. She just screamed as she ran all the way back up the hill. Mother was working in the garden, but her ears told her that something bad had come to the children.
She came running to find what all the noise was about, and all the other men and women came running too. They all stood around Mary. Oh, what could they do?
The snake put his head out at them, and then it went down Mary's side and onto the ground.
Kill it, shouted the people.
But the snake was too fast. It went right into the house where little Wafula was sleeping.
Oh, what shall we do now? Shouted the people. I know, said one. We can get an old car tire and make a fire in it. And then we can put it in the house. The smell will be very bad, and then the snake will not like the smell. Then it'll come out.
So they put a fire in the tire and put the tire in the house. And the smell went into the house, and the snake came outside.
Hurry, kill it, called the people.
But the snake was going too fast, and the forest was too near. So once more, the creeping thing slithered away.
Mary was standing there. She was shaking all over. Her tears were down at her feet. Oh, what a creepy feeling to have a big snake around her neck. Even if it didn't bite her. But what if it had bitten someone? Oh, Mother must have been right, Mary said to herself. She told us not to go out of the yard.
Next time, when Mary's mother
said for her to stay home with the children. The girl told herself, "I will stay home all day to keep that snake from around my neck again. This time, I will listen to my mom." And she did. This story was told by Jarius Mukwana, and he is an evangelist in Kenya. Children, I have just the verse for you. It says in Ephesians 6 verse 1, "Children, it is your duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do."
Wow. Boys and girls, remember, next time you're out taking a walk in the woods or in the bush and you see a nest of eggs, be very, very careful. But what's even more important is to be obedient. That was Auntie Debbie Clickety Clack with a story for the kids and all of us, because we're all kids at heart. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Practical Living on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. Coming up next is a nice, inspiring story, a testimony, a true story from AJ. Now, if you have been listening to Practical Living for a while, you've heard AJ. He's done quite a few sermons for us. Now is your chance to get to know AJ a little bit more. Coming up next is Practical Bible.
Hi, and welcome to Practical Bible. Today, we're going to be hearing a testimony. And in studio with me today, I have AJ. Welcome, AJ.
Thank you, Andrea.
Now, a testimony is always something that I have a very special place for because it talks about our own personal experience, and I believe that's what you're going to be sharing with us today. So, tell us, where did it start?
Well, I guess back at the beginning, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I was born and bred a Seventh-day Adventist,
mm-hmm.
and taught all the Seventh-day Adventist stories out of the Bible, and up until the age of 18, and I didn't really know Jesus Christ in my school career in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to church, but go through all the emotions, but not really know who Jesus Christ was and is. And I had a chance to go to Dundee to Youth Fest 2004 by Abundant Life. And we had an awesome time to spend time with Jesus Christ in the morning, to study our Bible and get to know him personally on that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to study my Bible. So I would go into my spot in nature and I sit down on the rock. And this was a Wednesday morning. I sat down, I opened my Bible to 2 Samuel, I think it was. And I'm like, this isn't working for me. So I put my Bible aside and I'm like, okay, God, if you really exist, if you're really there, if you're really here with me now, I want you to send a group of birds over my head. And I got up and I'm like, this is never going to happen. This is like insane. God will never hear my prayer. He will never hear my prayer. Why would he do that for me? Specifically for me. And I got up with this big smug smile on my dial and I looked over the horizon and all of a sudden a group of birds flew over my head. From behind.
Wow.
And I went white. I went whiter than the pages in front of us. And then I went and sat down and I'm like, okay, Lord, I believe in you. My faith was pathetic just now, but I believe you're there. You're God. And then I'm like, okay, what now? And I left it. I left it and Friday came. That was Wednesday. Friday came at the end of the camp and Hainu Tolocha, the leader of Abundant Life, he goes and says, why don't you join Abundant Life next year? And I'm like, no, I'm not joining Abundant Life. I'm going to study engineering. And he said, it's all right, take the forms, take it home with you. And when I got home, told my parents, and they like, okay, this, you can think about it, pray about it, and see what God wants you to do. 2 weeks later, I filled in the forms and sent it to Abundant Life. And I was going to Abundant Life, and at Abundant Life, it changed my life completely. The person that I was before I met Jesus Christ wasn't really the best Christian, you could say. I was way too much focused on myself, that I had this big ego about who I was. And just didn't really care about people around me. And when I got to Youth Fest, I was on one mission, and that was to meet girls. And although it did happen at the camp, so I got bonus, but my focus was wrong in life. I didn't know what my purpose was before I met Jesus Christ. I didn't know where I was going, what I was going to do. I was just literally going through every emotion that I should be going through. And one big thing that I gave up at the camp was my music. I was addicted to rave and trance, and that was like, that would keep me going daily. And I would listen to it on a daily basis, literally wake up to rave and trance at school, sometimes even in church, which was not the good thing. And then I call myself a Christian. But when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, everything changed. Not instantly. I just realized I had to give up things in my life. And the only thing that I had with me was my music. And they had a drum on the stage with a rope in the middle of the stage. And they said, if you take a step over this rope, you're committing to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And by throwing whatever you're throwing into the dustbin, you're throwing that away and you're saying, Lord, this is keeping me away from you. And I took my pack of CDs and I stepped over the line and I threw my CDs into the dustbin. And ever since, I've never had a longing or a yearning for that music again. Hmm. And the amazing thing was, when I met Jesus Christ, when I realized what the purpose was, that He is there, that He does exist, and He listens to my prayers. He listens to each and every one of our prayers. All we got to do is just pray and ask Him to guide us. And when I realized that, I realized that I have a purpose.
Mm.
And Jesus Christ has got something for me to do for Him. And from Abundant Life, I still went my own way. After Abundant Life, I went to go and study engineering, which was the worst decision ever because it was the toughest year of my life. But I knew God sent me there for a reason, and I realized that I shouldn't be there. So at the end of the year, I changed over to theology, where I knew that God wanted me to be. And I realized that in Abundant Life, where I prayed and the word of theology came into my mind. And when He said that, I was like, no ways. Lord, no, I can't do this.
Another flock of birds experience.
Exactly. And I just didn't want to do it. And I convinced myself that I had to study engineering. So I went to engineering, but I knew that this wasn't where I should be. And when I got to theology, I knew this was the place. And I'm now at the present moment, I'm in my fourth year of theology. And it's been an amazing trip with Him.
Mm.
It's been an amazing voyage through life. And He's still changing me. He's still working in my life. He's still teaching me new things, new morals, new virtues, new ethics, new doctrines. He's teaching me so much more things than what I could imagine.
Mm.
He's teaching me the depth of the Bible. And it's just, it's an amazing experience to go through these things. And yeah, after this, I don't really know which way. I know that what He's called me to is to work with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
To work with young people. And that's what I intend on doing. I believe that the biggest impact that I can make in this world is to work with young people.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever I go, that is what I'll be doing. That is my purpose, I see.
Indeed, God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. We just need to ask Him to show us what His will and His purpose is for our lives. If you would like us to help you pray over finding God's will for you, write into us and we'll gladly help you pray over it. Remember, there is power in prayer. You can email us using this email address, awr@sidmedia.org. I'll repeat that, awr@sidmedia.org. Or you can write to us. Our postal address is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa. That's Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. Coming up next is a young girl, Chikondi Mlomba, who hails from Malawi. And the song that she'll be singing for us just reminds us that Jesus is coming and we need to be ready. I hope you enjoy it.
He comes again, and on that day he comes.
That was Chikondi Mlombwa reminding us that Jesus is coming again. If you want to find out more about Chikondi Mlombwa or get her music, write into us. Do you sing? Do you have a CD? Why don't you send it into us and we'll play it so that other people can be blessed by your music. Our mailing address is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. That's Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. If you have just any questions in general about the Jesus that Chikondi was singing about, and you want to find out how you can be ready for his coming, write into us. You can also use our email address, which is awr@sidmedia.org. That's awr@sidmedia.org. Unfortunately, that's all the time that I have for you today. It has been nice spending the Sabbath with you. I've been your host, Dumisani Mfune. And remember, we give you practical tips and practical advice to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, God bless.